Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Share number 21. We're going to talk about how to accomplish having peace of mind and a calmness of mind. Zimcha Zisel of Kelm said that peace of mind is one of the greatest pleasures a person can have, and lack of peace of mind can make a person's life very, very difficult and painful. Dali Shur, Rabbi Wolba, says that a person who has mastered peace of mind has gained everything. In order to have peace of mind, one needs to be at peace with the people in your environment, peace with yourself, with your emotions, with your desires. Furthermore, you need to be at peace with your Creator. To recognize Hashem, basically, is with you all the time, which is a work, it's a life work, but as we actually try to feel it and experience it, we will develop much more peace of mind. We could have possessions and pleasures in the world, but they're only valuable if they have, together with that, a peace of mind. We have, again, people that don't have money and are struggling financially, they have a hard time comprehending this, because they say, if I had money, I could pay my bills and I have menuchas hanefesh from the financial pressures, I would have complete peace of mind. But we don't understand how the nesiyonos of richness does play a role in a real major way. You see it with your own eyes many, many times, where people have tremendous amount of wealth, can gratify all their desires, and still will suffer terribly because they lack that peace of mind. And when you're power hungry or you seek status, you lack that observation. But the key is, you could work on something even more precious than that. A peaceful mental attitude and a serenity of the soul are the most important factors for happiness. So, you know, he brings an interesting anecdote where ancient emperor was about to sail for Italy. His advisor asked him what his plans are. He said to conquer Rome. And what will be after that? After that, I want to conquer Macedonia and Greece. And after you have conquered all of that, what are your plans? Then I'll be able to spend my life in peace and comfort. So the wise advisor said, what prevents you from being in peace and comfort right now? It says in Mishlei that it's better to have a morsel of dry bread and have tranquility with it than to have a house full of feasting, but it has machlekes and strife. That's Mishlei, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. And the prosperity and success of the Rishonim, no matter how impressive it may be, is only an illusion. And a tzaddik, even if he has only a crust of bread, but he has peace in his home, he has inner serenity, he has a tremendous gift. It's like living in Gan Eden. Again, you hear the biographies of tzaddikim and people who were very close to them, even the ones that were quite poor and they struggled, they barely had anything in their home. But anytime you were in their presence, you felt a certain calmness and a joy and a simcha. Peace of mind is essential also to obtain a lot of good midais taivais. When you don't have peace of mind, it leads to all types of shortcomings. When you have peace of mind, you can use your mind constructively. If you lack it, it could breed anger and resentment. To have kavana in tefillah and in brachos, a lot is dependent on the mastery of one's thoughts. Being able to study Torah properly is based on having peace of mind. All of this is written in by Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz in Das Chachma Musar, the third chelik, page 169. He also says that only when a person has a peace of mind can he really feel love for human beings, for people. And a lack of peace of mind leads to animosity towards others. Peace of mind leads to love. And only then would he be able to pass the test of dealing in a healthy way with other people. And he'll be good to people. He'll be kind-hearted to people. His peace of mind will enable him to tolerate others, to be patient with them. It's also the key to a successful marriage. The Ari Cheskel, which is Ari Cheskel Levenstein, Mashkiach Amir, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his letters, he wrote a letter in his Mechtavim, page 32. He says that when a person has a peace of mind, he is successful. And when he is more successful, he has even more a peace of mind. So therefore, it is inappropriate to think about things that will rob you of that. And Rosham Shlomo Hirsch, he lived in the 1880s, he wrote this, that he said, even in the humblest circumstances, in the midst of the troubles that are so much part of the present-day world, back then in the 1880s, but a life filled with good maisim will ensure inner peace and serenity to the one who leads such a life. And the peace of mind of the tzaddikim, of the righteous, is a blissful state that's not understood by the rest of the world. And a person, Rabbi Wolbe says, who does not know how to use his mind productively, will not like being alone. But when a person learns how to think, he will appreciate moments when he is by himself or she is by herself, and he or she will be able to utilize those moments for intellectual and spiritual growth. Moments of solitude serves as tests to a person to clarify how thinking-oriented he really is. And whether you're an introvert or whether you're an extrovert, you need to be comfortable with being by yourself, with yourself. And that happens when you have peace of mind. One thing is definitely clear. Modern technology does not create peace of mind. In a way, it's weird because you would think, you know, in those days to wash laundry and dry laundry and hang them up, it was time-consuming. It lasted full days. While over here, you just throw it into a washing machine, 20 minutes later into a dryer, and then boom, it's over. So you would think all these technological gifts that Hashem put into our generation that gives us all these machines and appliances that save us time and energy, that we should have more peace of mind. But it hasn't happened. The new inventions does not create the peace of mind. Of course you use a fridge and you use electricity and you use an air conditioner and you appreciate Hashem for it and you use technology wisely. It's not mean that you shouldn't use technology. But the hyper-focus on that as a goal in and of itself really, truly takes away from healthy living. In American Journal in 1999, they wrote like this: the improvements in city conditions by the general adoption of the motor car, that's when cars just came out, can hardly be overestimated. Streets clean, dustless and odorless, with light rubber-tired vehicles moving swiftly and noiselessly over their smooth expanse would eliminate a great part of the nervousness and strain of modern metropolitan life. In other words, once the car comes, all this hecticness with the horses and the buggies and all that, now we have peace of mind. And you see how it is now with the road rage and all of that traffic. So new inventions do not automatically give peace of mind. Neither will wealth, neither will skills or degrees or possession or fame or power or prestige. The only way to master peace of mind is to develop the attitudes that have you learn how to do this, which is an internal process that we will, be as Hashem, talk about more in the upcoming shiurim. But the idea is to daven for this. Again, this is part of, we emphasize very often, the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the first bakasha of Atachonin Ladam Das. Vigdom always used to say, you're asking there for simple, basic sanity, clear thinking, but menuchas hanefesh, clear thinking and peace of mind. That is a tremendous bracha, and that's what we ask for then as well. We ask how marriages should be full with menuchas hanefesh and peace of mind, that we could coexist in a happy way, in a pleasant way, with our husbands, with our wives. Please give us the wisdom to do this. A lot is by recognizing Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Hashem is with us all the time, and that gives us a certain calmness and confidence to have that clarity and peace of mind, which is one of the biggest brachas. Bracha and Hatzlacha.